Everybody, I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast. Another week, another book review.
Today's book is Daisy Jones and the Six
by Taylor Jenkins Reid. And so, I'm not sure if we need to explain what this book is, because I do think it's had a lot of popularity on TikTok, but not just TikTok, because now it is a Amazon Prime original, then it has reached the mass markets now. No explanation needed.
But in case you haven't watched the trailer or read the synopsis or anything like that, you've never heard of it before, Amy here will give you.
So, this book is for you if you like 70s, 80s...
Rock and roll
scene. Mm-hmm. And interested in what behind the scenes life is like for someone who's a musician going on tour and that kind of lifestyle and everything that comes with it within that time period, as well as just like in the industry in general. So if you're interested in that, this is for you. And so Daisy Jones and the Six, kind of like the title is pretty self-explanatory. It's about Daisy Jones and the people in the band called The Six.
This sort of, she's a solo artist trying to like make it in the music world. And The Six is already a band. And so they end up sort of collabing on one song. And they're like, you know what? That was so big. We should make an album together. And maybe like sort of try and become like a band sort of thing. And so that's what the story's about, of them, like, trying to get along and trying to make this album, and it's basically this documentary-style book that tells you all the behind-the-scenes of what was happening during that time.
Great explanation, Haley.
And you.
Together. Great job, both of us.
Thank you. Okay, now on to our review. Are you ready, Amy?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1.
3 stars.
4.
Okay, I was generous, because I was going between 3 stars and 4 stars, and it was one of those things where I told myself, do I want to give it a lower star because I'm just not interested in that kind of book, or is it, how should I rate this, you know? And so for me, I was going between 3 stars and 4 stars, because 3 stars, because I wasn't really interested in the band scene. And also, I think there's a certain market for people who like the time period of the 70s and 80s and that rock band and all of that. And so, I think I gave it an extra star because I liked the style that Taylor Jenkins Reid did. I thought it was unique, that I've never read a book in a documentary style where it's an interviewing characters within the book to push the story along. And then I gave it another reason why I said it should be 4 stars is because I do like Taylor Jenkins Reid's, like, the underlying messages within the book. And so even though I wasn't interested in the topic in general, and it's not a book that I would read, I think that there are areas in the book that the author wrote, writing style that we always talk about, that warrants that extra star.
I also liked the message. However, reading the book itself was kind of painful.
Oh, I skimmed through a lot of it.
Yeah. And so that's why I haven't watched the series yet. And I think I might like the series more. We'll see. But because, like, when I'm reading it, I'm like, yeah, I could see how this would make good television sort mm-hmm. of thing. But, like, but the quotes, like, there are a lot of good quotes in this book. However, the overlying, like, story is kind of exhausting, which is why I rated it 3. Like, it was good, but I wouldn't read it again. But I did finish it also.
I see.
I think it was a solid 3. I didn't really have to think about it too much or anything. It's like, yeah, that was a 3-star book, I think. In the sense that I found Daisy Jones very exhausting.
Oh, yeah. And she's meant to be that way, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of to draw some kind of emotion from you where she is described or and told by other characters as this kind of out of control but also alluring character doing things that are, I'm not sure, like in a way it's just to get attention, but also because she doesn't have a sense of who she is, so she just drowns herself in drugs and other people partying.
Yeah, I kind of wish we saw more of her like redemption arc because I think we mostly just got all, you know, her not knowing herself versus like she had that one moment where she was like, I want to get sober, which is like really cool. And then like quickly, you know, just like her moments of enlightenment was like, oh, okay, that's cool. I wish we had more of that though, like more of that story. Because like for most of it, you're just like, oh my God, get over it.
Yeah. And she didn't. She fell back into it.
Yeah, which is unfortunate and sad, but I guess that's like it's how it goes.
Right, that's the reality.
Yeah.
And I guess reading the book, because we've discussed it before, where a lot of Taylor Jenkins Reid's books touches on the topic of infidelity. And so when I first started reading the book, right, and then we learn and we meet Billy, and then he has a girlfriend, and then he goes on tour, and then he che- wait, does he cheat on her? No. Yeah, I get confused with the timeline where they are married and they have a kid.
Well, I mean, he
Yeah.
cheats on her all the way up until she has the kid.
Yeah, that's right.
And then he kind of turns it around.
Yeah, but I was like, here we go again.
Yeah.
Is this just.
Yeah, but I like the fact that he like didn't continue to cheat on her.
Yes, I like that a lot.
Yeah. Although it is the concept that someone that you marry like potentially love somebody else is kind of heartbreaking, but I feel like that's sort of something that happens. But the fact that he respects, or at least like tries to, like respects his wife.
I like the quote towards the end of the book when he talks about how his wife Camilla was water and Daisy Jones is fire, and how Camilla is steady and she's always there for him, whereas Daisy Jones strokes his passions, right? His love for music and being in a band. But in the end, long term, fire and fire like extinguish each other out. And so him also knowing that choosing Camilla is also choosing a long-term like relationship, a happy relationship. And so even though he has these feelings for Daisy Jones, I think that it really speaks a lot on his character growth, being self-aware and understanding that I made a commitment, I made a promise, and seeing it for what it is, beyond just like the commitment. It's like commitment, and then my wife is better for me.
Yeah. Sometimes I liked Billy and then other times, you know, 'cause I really liked like Graham and Karen together. So I was really sad that they like don't end up together and then when Graham needs his brother,
Oh, that was
he's
so
like,
sad.
yeah, but like he was also going his own through his own thing, you know.
And I thought it was interesting how they touched upon the topic of like children and having like babies with Graham and Karen.
Yeah.
Like I
Yeah.
liked Graham and Karen too,
Yeah.
but like the situation makes you realize that there's really no coming back from that with those two values, where
Yeah.
Graham is so set on like I want a baby, right? And Karen clearly doesn't. And it's probably a hard topic that a lot of people have to experience.
Yeah. I mean, I think about that all the time because, especially as women, like, I mean, because I don't know for a fact that I want kids, but you talk to so many girls who, like, know that they do want kids, and I feel like just knowing, like, not having that feeling means like, leans more towards you're not gonna have kids, because I feel like if you don't know, then I just feel like it's more the society's, like, idea that you should have kids, because I definitely, like, I'm like, oh, I should have kids as people tell me that I should, but if I don't think that I, so, yeah. I agree that just like touching that topic, especially like with guys who are like, oh, well, you should just have the baby. It's like, I would literally have to grow that baby and I would have to take care of it like growing up. And, you know, just the fact that she was like, yeah, I wonder if I was a man who didn't have to take care of their kid, if I would think what Graham was thinking, like I should have this baby. And I was like, that is so true.
I loved how she turned it on him and she said, "Would you leave the band to take care of this baby?"
Yeah.
And he didn't respond, right? And that just proves her whole point with that view that men have, because they don't really have that responsibility as women do. Because, like you said, the women that were growing the baby, and then the baby is more attached to you, right? You have that responsibility more than the guy does.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I think that, I guess, like, people just don't understand that. And like you said, society has that view, and I think that it was really strong of Karen to just stick to her guts
Yeah.
and be like, the whole time she's very clear that she doesn't want a kid, and she didn't let Graham sway her. Oh, and then when she was getting the abortion and Camilla said, "Do you actually feel like bad, or is it because you think you should be feeling bad, right?"
Yeah. It's just like the book, the messages,
Yeah,
yeah, were
messages.
so good. I feel like it was just so long though.
Yeah.
But like, how can it be that long and how can it make you feel those feelings without it being that, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I think it's just the ending. I think the end was good for me.
Oh.
I skimmed a lot
At the
of
beginning.
like the middle, like the tour and then the songs. And I was just like,
Because
too
I feel like
much.
I had, there were like quotes throughout the whole book that I liked, but it was just like, it's like one sentence out of the whole sort of paragraph.
Are you looking them up?
Because I took pictures of some of them
Oh,
just because I
nice.
didn't want to write them out,
Oh,
but like I
yeah.
have some on my phone. I mean, I did like, I finished maybe like half of it, and then like did, because yeah, just like trying to get through the muddle and you're just like, okay, I had to sit down and tell myself, you are not getting up until you finish this book. But it's like reading it's like good.
Yeah. I think it also appeals, like I said earlier, to a certain audience. If you like music, I think you would like the creativity and the songwriting process, 'cause they had a lot of that
But it
with
was like all angst.
Well, maybe
The
they're
thing
into
is like
that.
I'm not good with angst. And I feel like sometimes it's just like it was the whole thing. Like I get it. Billy is writing these songs about Camilla and about addiction. And Daisy thinks that they need to have more grit and less love. Okay. It doesn't have to carry on for so long. I
It
mean, I
was a
guess this is
long
the
time.
whole process, but also like there were so many people.
Too many people. That's okay. The only names I remember: Graham, Karen, Daisy, Billy, Camilla.
But then there was like Rob and like Artie, the like music production people.
Warren. Remember Warren? Not a music production people. He
With the
was
one who
a.
died.
Oh, was he the
Someone
guy?
died.
Someone died.
And then they brought in a new guy. I couldn't remember which one didn't like Billy. Like, was that Eddie?
Yeah.
Okay. Eddie and Pete
Yeah.
were brothers.
I forgot too.
There was just like so many people.
Which is the reality of a band.
Sorry to keep track. I wish they had, like, did they have a list of everybody? They should have.
Yeah, they should have. I forgot people's too.
Yeah, especially when, like, Artie died.
Was it Artie that died?
Art
Was there anyone
something?
else?
I don't know. Like, at the
Someone,
end,
yeah.
when Billy was like, well, I can't write another album.
Yeah.
And I was like, I honestly don't really remember him.
Yeah. Like, he all of a sudden became relevant. I remember, like, oh, Billy and this guy was in the were in the studio all the time. But then there was a second guy that wasn't mentioned, right? The production, maybe that's
Yeah, like
Artie.
who's mixing and who like mainly is just giving ideas? I don't know.
See, so that's why I thought, well, and I still think people who like music may be more interested. They even had lyrics in the book. Did you
Yeah,
read those?
no.
Me neither.
I've never been like there are some other books I've read that have lyrics.
Yeah.
I've never like I have to hear it.
Yeah.
But that's what's like it depends because if the songs aren't that good in the show, I feel like it changes the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, because obviously you have this like feeling of what you think the songs are gonna feel like, but it
Yeah.
doesn't have like words or a tune or anything like that. It's just, like, the feeling.
The feeling. The vibes.
Yeah. I don't know, because when I first started reading it, I was like, oh, this is really cool. It's, like, documentary style. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really, a fresh take on that. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, maybe, like, someone who likes documentaries would mm-hmm. potentially read this. But I think the point about documentaries is that it's, like, kind of all fact. And I feel like this book gives you a lot of, like, fluff. Mm-hmm. And so someone, I can't imagine, I mean, I'm about to say something that's not, I don't know.
Just say it.
That I can't imagine, like, not a girl reading this.
Oh, hmm.
It had a lot of, like, teen drama, I feel like.
With the angst?
Yes. Yeah. Am I, are you not feeling what I felt?
No.
Because four stars is really high, and I think it was a lot of, like, teeny angst. Why doesn't he love me back?
I think because, like, you have to keep in mind, it might be a low four stars, right? I was teetering between three and four. So don't take it for like, the high fours. It's very low, almost 3/4. So we're thinking, like, B minus here, teetering C plus. I just like the messages.
Yes, I totally agree.
So the messages pushed it up for me, but don't get me wrong, I scanned a lot of that book.
How can you rate it 4 stars? I totally agree. It had so many good things. Like, the bones of
the
it.
Bones.
The bones were really, really good.
If you had asked me after I closed the book, I would have rated it 3. But I think when you let it simmer a bit, when you think back, like, oh yeah, the message was good. I like the documentary style. Because the way it's written, you keep in mind that it's everyone's testimonial, right? So whatever happened is, like, through their eyes.
Yeah.
And it kind of pushes the pace of the book, even though it was, it pushed the story along where this happened, right? So they say the interview, Billy and Billy said, oh, Daisy was singing this, right? And then Graham says, and then this happened and this, right? So then it's not like one whole chapter of someone's experience and then something else.
Yeah.
And I do think that's, like, an interesting perspective.
Yeah.
And so I think that the messages and then reading it from that perspective pushed it up for me.
Okay, yeah. I can understand, because I agree with all your points.
But it wasn't enough for you.
It wasn't enough for me, just because when I guess I rate it based off, like if I would want to read it again, like, mm-hmm. 4 is, like, good.
Yeah.
So it's, like, for me, more looking back, if I'm looking back at, like, all my books that mm-hmm. I've read, I would potentially reach out for a 4-star book again, right? Okay. Like, I'd be like, oh, 4, I liked it, so yeah. I will read, it was a good read, but, like, this one, because I sort of think the opposite, that after I finished it, I was like, oh, that was really good.
Oh, and then you let
like,
it suffer.
Because the message is so good. But then when you really think about it, I'm like, it was so painful. I wasn't like, I want to finish this. I was like, I have to finish this, was more my take on that, yeah.
Which is so funny because, so, I don't know if you remember, but when we went to the book festival, I had asked you about the book, right? And I was like, oh, you said, like, you didn't like it that much, right? And then you're like, what? No, I think it's really good. And I was like, oh my gosh, I do not like this book. So I went back to the book and I said, Haley likes this book. I gotta open my mind up and really take this book in. Because if Haley likes it, I'm gonna like it. So I went in with that kind of perspective where I was just like, Haley likes it. I gotta find things that I like about this. And it opened my mind up a little bit.
Oh, so there you go.
Because when I asked you, I did not like the book.
At all?
Yeah, that's why I tried to put words in your mouth. You didn't like it, right? But you were so adamant, like, what? No, I didn't say that. I like the book. I think it's good. I was like, oh, shoot. Maybe I'm not looking at this, like, in a certain lens. Like,
oh, so maybe I influenced that.
You might have.
That's interesting.
Because do you remember me asking you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How far in the book were the waters. You?
I was, like, midway.
Okay, I was midway, too, then.
Yeah.
Because I just finished it this weekend.
Yeah.
In preparation for this podcast, because I was like, I have to finish this. But, like, I didn't want to. But reading it, I was like, that's so good.
So, there, maybe me. Easily influenced.
Because, yes, I mean, yeah, the bones are good.
The bones are good. The rest don't matter.
So that's why I'm excited to watch this series.
Yeah, you gotta tell me if it's good.
Okay.
Because I'll be influenced.
I feel like the angst, like, in shows is, like, what you expect, but I can't really sit there and, like, read. I don't like...
Read angst. You gotta watch it.
Which is why I'm surprised our friend who read this, like, didn't like it either. Huh. She was, like, sort of agreed with me, but she likes angst. That was the whole thing. It was, like, angsty, and I was like, ugh.
Did you ask her?
Yeah.
Why she didn't like it, even though there was angst? Because now I'm curious.
Not specifically, I guess, now that I think about it.
Because... Now you go back.
Okay, I will.
You ask. See, like you said, so Daisy wasn't really a memorable character. Sometimes you need a strong character to drive you forward. I think Billy did a pretty good job because you got to see, like, that.
Yeah.
The growth. Good for him. Camilla was an interesting character as well.
Yeah, very interesting. Because if you were her...
I would never. Oh my gosh.
But you have a family.
I know.
You know.
Maybe back then, mm-hmm. right? It's more, like, unrealistic. But I think now, in this age, it's more, like, you feel like you can be supported and leave your cheating husband.
Yeah, but the other thing is, like, the addiction, you know? I feel like that's can sometimes be an uphill battle. But seeing his perspective on it was very... Like, when he was drinking that one time at the end, you know, that his inside perspective was, like, if I just, like, just put this down, you know?
Yeah.
And then that guy who, like, helped him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah. It's, like, very much an internal battle for him, and he was sort of a strong character to not. Like, I'm, like, that's crazy because most people, you know, who have addiction, they just fall back into it, so...
So he was really devoted to his family.
Yeah.
And oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. It was sad that she died.
Yeah, it was sad. I was just gonna say that sometimes we can overlook either side, right? You could think like, oh, wow, Billy was really devoted to her, which is really strong of him, but also strong for her because she stuck with him.
Yeah.
So for both of them, wow.
Her whole, like... Her thing on, like, trust, that she's like, I trust him, and sometimes you have to let that be enough. And I was like, I feel, like, good for her that it ended up working out. It's just, you know, like, when you think about it compared to, like, real life.
Yeah, real life.
Yeah, that I'm so curious how much this actually happens in real life, because I think more often than not, it doesn't work out like this. And... I don't know. Sometimes it falls in the fantasy realm.
Yes.
Is that me being, like, super pessimistic?
No.
But I'm, like, someone who's, like, cheating all the time, has addictions and stuff like that. Like, and you're like, I trust you to stop it.
Yeah.
Just like, and he did.
Yeah, so that's definitely a fantasy.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, I guess for me, if the trust is broken, I'm just someone who I feel like would have a lot of problems rebuilding that trust.
Yeah.
I would think about it all the time. Is that person, have they fallen back into their addiction? Are they cheating on me again? Like, just a single thing that's off, it would all come back to me.
Yeah. And then when she helped her in the bed and she was like, Daisy, like, I am staying here.
Yeah.
You know?
She said, one person's gonna, what is it, like, give up or something.
Yeah. And it's not gonna be me. And I was like, damn, Camilla. You crazy.
But... Yeah. And it's you. You're going to leave. I'm not going to see you tomorrow.
Yeah. And she didn't. She left.
Yeah.
And, like, just... Camilla, I feel like, was a very cool character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she helped Karen.
I thought it was funny how, at the end, it was, like, the quote-unquote plot twist. The interviewer is the daughter.
Yeah.
But it did nothing for me.
Oh.
It was just like, oh, yeah, that's cool. You know? Sure. I could have finished the book not knowing that it was... Like, they could have continued it, the interview, and then we would have found out, and then found out that Camilla passed away, and then Daisy and Billy's gonna do one last song without knowing that it's the daughter. They didn't really do anything with that. It was just like, look at my, like...
I thought it was kind of like, it makes sense then why they were so open with what they were talking about.
You know what's funny? Do you remember how in the beginning of the book there's a little disclaimer or something about, oh, these are all testimonials and interviews that I'm doing, and then there's a snippet about Daisy Jones and the band and all of that. For a second, I was thinking, oh, is this real? Like, Taylor Jenkins Reid actually interviewed Daisy Jones, and I just never heard of them in my life.
No, I thought that too.
Oh, good.
So is this real?
Yeah. I thought it was just me. Mm-hmm. Fooled.
Me too.
She did a good job. Mm-hmm. But I would rank this book lower than the other Taylor Jenkins Reid books that I've read.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we still have to watch One True Loves.
Oh, yeah.
And so I don't remember that book, but...
I get One True Loves confused with Love in Other Words.
Oh, really?
Trying to remember who wrote what. Like, did Taylor Jenkins Reid write Love in Other Words? No, that's Christina Lauren. That's One weird. True Loves is Taylor Jenkins Reid.
I get it confused with that other book that we read. The one in the summer with the house.
Oh, yeah?
What's that one called?
It was basically the same plot.
Oh, okay. Then right. Fair that I don't, that they combine into one.
Every Summer After?
Is that what it was called?
Yeah. It was the same plot, basically.
I feel like I only remember that one.
Yeah.
Do we read them kind of like close together?
Maybe 2 months apart.
2 months?
Mm-hmm.
That's surprising.
But the plots were so similar.
Oh, okay. Then I don't seem crazy then.
You're not crazy. Okay. The only difference is, wait, spoiler. For what? Wait, no. What books are we talking about?
One True Loves.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, you confused One True Loves with
yeah.
Every Summer After? Oh, I thought you confused Love
no!
and Other Words.
That one I know.
Oh. You don't think those are the same?
No. Well, one. Wait, which ones? Every Summer After? Okay, first of all, Every Summer After has me so heated. I guess. In the sense that, like, maybe Love in Other... You didn't like Love in Other Words, but I liked it. So maybe I like... That one's, like, the better version.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because Every Summer After was literally... I mean, in a sense, it was good. But it, like, tore my heartstrings out of my chest. That one killed me. Anyways, I recommend reading it.
If you want to feel like your heart is torn out of your chest.
Yeah, if you want to feel angry.
Yeah. So, So the ranking of the Taylor Jenkins Reid books so far, have you only read those three then? I don't remember. The Evelyn Hugo.
Yes.
One True Love.
Yes.
Okay. Well, to me, Evelyn Hugo is the best.
Okay. You liked Malibu Rising.
I did like Malibu Rising.
Mm-hmm. What about Casey Soto?
Cassie Soto. I would put Cassie Soto, Carrie Soto.
I know, I didn't think it was Cassie.
Yeah.
But then you, like, sort of, and I was like, well, okay then. Yeah.
I went off what you said.
Nice. Got him.
So, actually, I'll go from bottom up.
Okay.
This book, DJ.
Wait, I thought you rated Carrie Soto 3 stars.
Did I? Let's check. I might have. But now that I'm thinking about it, Daisy Jones is at the bottom.
But it's because of, like, there were the redeeming qualities were, like...
Yeah. Then Carrie Soto. And then Malibu Rising. And then One True Loves. And then Evelyn Hugo.
Okay. You rated Carrie Soto 3 stars.
Okay.
You are inconsistent.
I am an inconsistent person. But you know what? Maybe that's realistic. I'm a realistic reader. For all those other readers out there who are inconsistent with their readings, I just go with my feels. And I'm easily influenced. So if you ever feel like reading any of her other books, you can connect with me. But so far we've read 2 of the best ones and then 1 of the worst ones.
Let's see. Wow, One True Loves only has... 294,000 ratings.
That's a lot.
Compared to Malibu Rising, which has 779,000.
Oh my gosh.
And Daisy Jones, which has
1,093,000. Wow.
And Evelyn Hugo, which has 2,140,000. So it's like, I feel like it's a quick drop off.
If you read Malibu, which is funny. If you read Malibu Rising and Kiri Soto, you're going to realize it's a Marvel-like world that Taylor Jenkins Reid has written.
Oh,
they're connected. Yeah, the characters are connected.
Spicy.
Mm-hmm. So if you ever read it, I don't want to spoil it for you, but just so you know. Any other thoughts on the book?
I'm trying to decide if I would rate this one above One True Loves.
I thought you liked One True Loves.
I gave it 3 stars, and since I can't remember it, I mean, not rare, because I don't remember a lot of books, but reading the synopsis vaguely makes me think, I'm like, no, I don't think I really liked it. Maybe?
I think we liked it.
I think we liked her writing style.
Oh, yeah. She's a good writer. That's why I've read so many books of hers.
Yeah, because I think when we talked about it, I think I said her writing style really redeemed it. Otherwise, I would hate it.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe, is what I said. Anyways, they were both 3 stars for me.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Because I feel like I liked the message in this one, and I don't think in the other one it had a message.
Yeah, you're right. But I like the love. The second chance romance? Wait, no, not second chance. First chance?
I have absolutely no idea what happened in the book.
Okay, we're gonna watch the movie and then you'll remember everything.
So because I'm like, which one did she end up with? The one she married, right? And not the man.
I'm not gonna say anything.
The not knowing will kill me.
Yes.
Well, guess I'll have to reread it.
Yes, reread it. I was going to tell you that every summer after the author, she just came out with a book today as we're recording this.
Are we going to read it?
I was wondering, maybe.
Did you read any other of her books?
No.
Because that one? I think
it was Carly Fortune.
Wait, I don't think this is the right one.
What?
I don't think Every Summer After is the one I'm talking about. No, because I don't think I read that.
Say everything.
That.
Spoilers for any possible books.
That basically this guy and this girl had this fling in her summer house. And then she ended up getting the house, and she basically stayed there all the time, and he would come back, and, like, they would hook up sort of thing, and she's dying, and then she's like, call this number, and this guy picks up, and he's a famous guy now, and he's, like, married to this famous person as well. And he comes.
Oh, is it 28 Summers?
Oh, that sounds more similar. That sounds right. Yeah.
I didn't like that book.
Yep, it's 28 Summers. Yeah, because I was like, no, I think it's... Yeah, this sounds more right. Ellen Hildebrand. That's the one I'm talking about.
I really didn't like that
book. Because it's literally all cheating.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I thought you were on the same page as me this whole time. Yeah. This whole time. Because I was like, that's not like it at all.
The whole misunderstanding this whole time. Sorry, you're right. I think I read that book Every Summer After, and then I told you about it.
Yeah.
I just assumed you read books with me that are like that. I assumed it was a shared experience.
No, but this one I, like, hated so much. But I get that one mixed up with One True Loves.
Oh, wow.
Because I feel like it's, like, similar.
Well, if you read Every Summer After, you're going to realize that it's the same book.
Wait, but that one's the same as Love in Other Words?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, just all these books. When you read a lot of romance books, you'll realize that some of them are the same.
But do you think then that 28 Summers is kind of like One True Loves in the, like, vibe?
No.
No?
Because there was, in One True Loves, there were 2 interests.
Yeah.
But in 28 Summers, she's just hung up over the same interest.
Yeah, but in the sense that this guy has 2 interests. His wife.
Oh, yeah. But I like always opposite. See it in the view of the girl. Like, oh, yeah. He was just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was just there.
Yeah. I mean, you know when you'd say, like, oh, do you rate books that give you, like, emotions?
Uh-huh.
Because that one was very memorable. It is iconic in my head as, like, you know?
I hated that one so much.
But it has evoked strong feelings in me, and I think about it.
Yeah. 4 stars?
I rated it 3.
Wow. We have a consistent rater over here.
Anyways, if you want to be very upset and angry, you should read it. Because it's made me feel very strongly.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Anyways.
Well, thanks for listening to our book review.
Yeah, I hope that either makes you want to or not want to read.
I feel like most people who have read this book really liked it.
Yeah, so this is a controversial podcast then.
I mean, it's always has been, but I think it's because people like angst, maybe. Yeah.
Separately, though, I keep looking at the book that you have there, and I'm just so happy that you're reading it.
I told you I was going to read it.
I may not have rated it a 5, but I really like it.
No, that's fair, because I might rate it a 5, because I like sweet, just happy books.
I mean, after last week's, 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago, which is?
That was last week.
Oh, huh? No.
You're right. Right, two weeks ago.
Yeah, anyways. Well, I hope you enjoyed this book review.
Yes. And let us know why you disagree with our opinions.
Yeah, I'm actually curious to know. Find me someone who loves Daisy Jones and the Six. And yeah. Let's talk.
I mean, any book talk person, I guess. Maybe we should listen to some. Maybe, because you like to listen to book review podcasts. Have you listened to one about Daisy Jones?
I haven't listened to a podcast since we started a podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was not the case.
Uh-uh. No.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Well, I would love to know your song of the week.
Oh, Amy.
If you remember, for those of you who listened to our podcast last week, I did not go on theme with Hot Girl Summer, and I chose a slow song. But this week, I will go on the right theme and say the song I recommend is called That's Not How This Works by Charlie Puth, Dan and Shay, and Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, I've listened to that one.
Oh, do you like it?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I liked it.
No, excellent.
Excellent.
Absolutely amazing. Hayley.
Okay. So this is one that it's a country song, but it gets me pumped for life.
Okay.
And it's called Didn't Do by Spencer Crandall.
Is it just the beats of the music?
No, and the lyrics, because it's basically about, like, you know, because, you know, I think I've talked about it in, like, one of our earlier podcasts that, you know, you'd rather do something than regret not doing something, and that's basically what the song's about, is that, like, he would rather regret something he did than something he didn't do.
Mm.
And it's so good! It's so good! And so I have it, you know, like, how I love Obsession? That yes. And this song, they give me the same vibes of, like,
I like that. I will listen to it.
You should. You'll like it.
I still jam to Memory Lane.
It's good.
By Old Dominion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great, great song.
Great song.
If I can run on memory lane. Anyways.
I'm glad I sent it to you then. Yes. Even though you probably would have found it on your own. But I was like, Amy would love this song, I bet.
I love this song so much.
Well, until next week.
Bye!